Do you speak to the camera? Do you do videos? I'm Sheena Walker, Director of Performance by Design. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you some great tips on speaking to camera and how you can position your brand, position your identity, and take your business forward by having a different approach to actually doing videos. Recently, I've been listening to people saying, you don't need training to go and speak to camera, just pick up your phone and say whatever comes into your head. You don't need to have a framework or think about the content. Just do it. And after you've done it two or three times, you'll start to improve. That is the biggest load of nonsense I've ever heard. Because telling somebody to go out and speak to camera without any training, without any help, without any framework is actually going to make them feel undervalued, lacking in confidence, and wondering why they're not positioning themselves. So the first thing I'd like to share with you is that speaking to camera is a unique skill set. It's similar to professional speaking and requires mastery skills and deliberate preparation. Now, whether that's through training or accidental development, you need to believe me when I say that cultivating a framework and techniques to speak to camera will captivate audiences and make you memorable. People will start to see you as someone that's credible and will tune in to listen to you. And the importance of having a framework, crafting a script or a framework, is being able to deliver a great message. Now that means whether you're speaking for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or a minute with some tips, you still need to think about a framework. I think a good idea is to do a blog on a Monday and then take aspects of that blog and share it onto a video. If you have a blog of 250 to 500 words, you could make about 30 videos out of that by just taking one line and expanding it. Do you see where I'm going with that? Can you see how that would be a much better way to actually position your brand? You see, speaking to the camera allows you to connect with your audience, and it's personal, and it makes your message more engaging and impactful. But one of the key things is, are you visible right now on social media? Because that is crucial for building your brand. That is crucial for being visual. It's crucial to get your message out there. And having brand awareness can be tenfold better by speaking to camera, because one of the key things is you actually reach a wider audience. I would say now that speaking to camera is a professional skill. Now, maybe you don't think that. There's lots of people that I know are out there and I've seen people in their pyjamas. I've seen people not showered. I've seen people with their hair all over the place. I call that the lazy brigade. And that is not good. So you want to actually represent your brand. And so why would you represent your brand by having a framework? I'm not saying that you need to have word for word as a framework, but when you have an introduction or an intro script, it gives you a little bit of structure and clarity about your message. And I always think that if I have a one-liner, that what could I speak about? What does that one line mean? Could I give one or two bits of guidance or wisdom that's compelling that will make my audience think, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, wow, I can learn that. So let's look at some of the things that you can do speaking to camera. The third thing I would like to say is that, what does compelling content mean? Compelling content is content. Let me tell you this. I ask people, share a piece of content that the person didn't know. Share a piece of content that didn't come from Google. Share a piece of content that the person can think, wow, I didn't know that. And something that they can go in action pretty quickly. And they will think, wow, that is amazing. I today put out a short video on, and it was something that had cropped up in conversation. And it was about what people charge. Now, this might, if this upsets you, if I see one more post on free webinar, free training, free ebook, free 3 days free, can I say to you that that is devaluing what you do? That's amateur people do that. Don't get into the habit of free, free, free. That's a terrible word. You devalue your expertise and your skill. And I think that, like, tomorrow I will put out an ebook on speaking. Now, I think doing that once a week, putting out something valuable as a complimentary tool is a great way. That's a great way to engage your audience and make them feel that you have indeed cared about how they start, how they can step up, or some aspects of camera work like I'm sharing with you today. But some things are done very badly, and I'm sharing with you what strategies and frameworks you can use to overcome stage fright or speaking to camera or doing all the silly things that you see people doing. Also, I listened to somebody very early this morning who shouted into my camera that she taught professional speaking. Really? She taught professional speaking, shouting down my camera. I don't think so. So get into the habit of having a unique skill set, having good practice, using your voice, using your body language. How do you sit? Your posture. So let's look at some of the things that you can think about as you speak to camera. And why? Because I think it's important, if you're on social media, that people start to recognise you. In 2013, I think, so it's about 10 years ago, I started on a personal development journey of professional speaking. Professional speaking and mastering all the aspects of speaking. I didn't just arrive on the market as a speaker, like some self-proclaimed expert. I actually was a trained speaker. Then I learned to do camera work, speaking to camera with a gentleman called Tom Breeze, and he was great. I had weeks and weeks and weeks of speaking to camera and all the different aspects of camera work. And I have to say and put my hand up that I didn't use, like you probably do this, you get training and you think, yeah, I might use that. And you are in a comfort zone and you do things an old way. Don't do that. If I share something with you today and you think, well, I'm not doing that, I'm sharing with you top first-class skills that you can implement into your camera work right now. And after being with Tom Breeze, I started to implement some of his theories and his areas of expertise. And I think that I never got into bad habits, because if you start to learn good habits from the word go, then it's easier to actually continue and do your videos and do all the follow-up that's required. What is hard, if you don't have a framework, you've not thought about how you do your intro, what your compelling content might be, and what you want your audience to do. If you've not thought of that, then it just becomes a bit of a rabble. But one of the things that I loved was, perhaps in 2000, and I'm thinking, oh, I have to think hard, it's just before COVID. I then expanded on my brand identity and training through having training from a BBC presenter, a BBC producer, someone who was at the cutting edge of how people speak to camera, what people need to think about, how they need to look, and what did it mean sitting on the red sofa? What did it mean when somebody put a microphone in your face unexpectedly? And that is the type of thing that I will be sharing with you in the future, is just how do you master Tom and Keith's speaking to camera? And I'll be sharing that with you. So let's start off with, I said it's important to be visible on social media. That's the very first thing. Now, when you're on social media, I want you to think about that you're speaking directly to the person, that you're not really on the camera. You're speaking into their home. You're speaking into their, wherever they're sitting, listening to you. And when you feel that you're speaking directly to the person, they actually become very receptive to what you're saying. And it is important, as you're speaking, to be able to say, have you found that? Did you believe that? Maybe you like me. So you're adding these keywords in when you speak. I think that being visible on social media gives you one distinct advantage. That's reaching your target audience and establishing credibility. I hope you're writing that in your notebook. Reaching your target audience, establishing credibility. And that provides an opportunity for you to share your expertise, to share your valuable content, and to interact with your audience, which is why it's quite good to have a theme. I For instance, I did a series of videos on your brand identity, and I set aside the whole day. Some people might not need all that time. And I thought about, what will my intro video be? Why am I doing this? And then different aspects of what your bio should sound like, be like, and what you would share, hoping that the people can think, oh, I can do that. Sheena's shared that. And I think that with billions of people on social media, it's a powerful tool to speak to camera to grow your online presence. So that's key. Take that one and think about how you can get social media presence. The second thing, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, is the importance of a framework and a script. And somebody said to me yesterday, oh, if you have a framework, it sounds too formal and people don't like it. That's not true. So having a framework that you can then develop your own style and adapt is a brilliant way to speak to the camera. And sometimes it's about having an intro. Like when I do my podcast, I always start off with a couple of sentences, then I say my name. And that's just something that I do. But if you're starting off your video, you might introduce a fact, a statement, a statistic, a little story. You might just say, I remember when. And I've got something that I just said recently. I remember when I took my notebook out of my bag where I collect stories when I'm out and about. And I'd forgotten some brilliant stories I'd picked up on my travels. Today I'm going to share, and then just a couple of lines. Do you see what I did? I do have a notebook. I asked you to get a notebook. Did you do that? And I think by outlining your content, you can organise your thoughts differently. And you can organise, oh, maybe a question. You can organise your thoughts and say, maybe you've got a question for me. Please, if it's on LinkedIn, or if you have a question for me, could you put it in the box? Or if you're on Zoom, I'm sure you'll have a question about how you use your voice. How can you use your voice differently? If you find that a challenge, shoot me a question. So you're tailoring your message so that it resonates with your audience. I have a thing about how people use their voice now. In fact, it's interesting because sometimes if there's people on the TV, or my son will say, or one of my sons might say, oh, Mum, he doesn't have a good voice, does he? Oh, that's terrible. Particularly sports people, particularly football managers who have got appalling camera presence. They've obviously had no training. I must jump in there. But they come on and their voice is poor, their English is poor, their posture is poor. Do you see what I'm saying? If that's you, I'm sure it's not, then you need to change that. And the third thing I'd like to share with you is being consistent. I think being consistent on social media is absolutely key. I post every day on LinkedIn. My posts have been a bit longer. I've been travelling. I just came back from Singapore, Australia and Dubai a few days ago before all the floods. And so I scheduled a lot of my posts. I planned quite a bit of my posts in case I wasn't able to schedule them when I was out. But if I hadn't posted for 3 weeks, people would think, that's strange. We've not seen Sheena. And you disappear off the radar just a little bit. But being consistent does one thing. Write this down. It reinforces your brand identity and keeps your audience engaged. That is so, so important. I also think that consistency builds trust and reliability. And sometimes, if I'm a bit later, I've tried posting at different times, but sometimes people will say, oh, I wondered where your post was. It was out a bit later today. People start to notice. So that's consistency. And as mentioned earlier about your content being compelling, I'd like to share what is compelling content. Quite simply, compelling content is content that captivates and makes your audience think, wow, I can relate to that. I can relate to that in my business, or I can relate to that personally. We all like some personal information that can help us be developed. It's called being a daily student. When you speak on a professional level, it's about people being able to say, oh, I have that problem. And Sheena's just told me what I can try and do. And then people will come back or give you a message on LinkedIn saying, I did what you asked me to do. So what you're looking for when you're on social media, when you produce compelling content, is for people to like what you've put up, for people to share it. But more importantly, this is not really a Sheena word. I prefer having a signature model, but having a conversion model, having something that people perhaps do right now or you do right now, and you're going to transport that into something very different. Let's move on to the fifth thing, which is speaking to your audience. I think that one of the things that I've discovered is that when you're speaking to your audience, you have to be relatable. You have to have empathy. And you have to understand where your audience might be right now. One of the things I've been speaking about is well-being. Now, lots of people, for whatever reason, work too hard, don't sleep properly, have poor habits. And so when you're speaking to these people, it is actually really important that you tailor your message to where they are right now. So I have a friend that speaks to, and she's got amazing content, but she's always full of energy, bouncing energy, loud. And now, sometimes what we have to think about when you're on camera is, do you need to go a little bit softer? And you've heard me sharing this before. If you're speaking about challenges, people not being well, people not in such a good place, then you need to take 50% off your voice. Maybe right now, you don't feel you have the energy to jump out of bed and prepare content. Do you see what I did there? I changed the tonality of my voice. That's called being an emotive speaker. So what's important is that on the camera, you could be asking a rhetorical question. Now, what do I mean by a rhetorical question? A rhetorical question means perhaps right now you're thinking, I don't know how I can speak to camera. I get nervous. I'm never sure what to say. Well, that's okay, because when we do some training, when we have a structure, you'll find that that comes very easily to you. And I think that people do put comments in the box, and you have to be able to respond to these, if not on the day, but the next day or as soon after, and give people some helpful advice. I hope that you're thinking now, oh, I have now got to go on camera. If you've never been on camera, I hope you're thinking, perhaps it's time for me to look at what I'm a specialist in. What can I share with my audience that would be helpful? What can I share that would be engaging? What can I share that would position me as the go-to person? And so the next one I want to speak about is something I did when I was at the university giving a lecture. A word that I introduced was business etiquette, social etiquette, and now I'm sharing camera etiquette. And that's about understanding how you look, and we touched on that at the beginning. How do you present yourself on camera? How does your face look? How does your posture look? Do you have your shoulders back? Are you smiling? Are you looking into the camera? Are you looking into the camera lens? Pay attention to your background when you're on camera. The lighting. The sound quality. And that polished professional appearance is vital. Don't be part of the lazy brigade. In fact, sometimes I just can't believe that people are so shabby on camera. Can I say that? Yes, I can. And it does absolutely nothing for your business. Sometimes they're unshaved. Sometimes their hair's not done. Sometimes I meet people that I know and they're hardly recognisable because they've not made an effort with their professional appearance. I'm going to finish this with one aspect that, and we'll continue, I'm going to continue about next week how you can design and deliver better content. But how do you use your voice? A minute ago I was sharing my voice. Your voice and your body language is crucial to convey your message on camera. Are you confident? Are you expressive? Do you vary your pitch? Do you pause and pace? Do people listen and stay engaged? Do you use your hand gestures and facial expression to highlight and emphasise key point? I think what's really important is that you're open and you're welcoming, connecting with your audience. I love it when people are open and they're pleased to see you. And hello, Sheena, I haven't seen you for a few weeks. Oh, it's great to see you. It's important that you speak to camera like you're going to a wedding. Speak to camera like you mean it. Speak to camera like the people you're speaking to are the most important people today. Remember, first be the best and then be first.